The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98 KUPD.
All right, we can try to go through this, but I'm watching these things light up, unlight, light. So I think our telephone system is acting strange again. We do have Joshua on line one. We're running late anyway. It's time for your fireside chats. Anything you want to talk about, 585-9800 is the number. If that starts ringing, it's going to start hanging up on folks, Toledo, so get ready for it. But Joshua's on the line. Are you there, sir?
Yes, I am.
All right, please don't waste our time. Go right ahead.
All right. Well, hey, Josh, and I'm actually in a, I like to call it a multicultural relationship. I'm not sure the proper vernacular these days, but my lady's black, I'm white. Uh-oh. And she was the youngest. She's the last child of four. She's got two brothers and a sister. And we're sitting outside one day, and her dad's like, man, it's kind of a bummer that I'm not going to have any actual black grandchildren. And keep in mind, this guy considers himself like a New Age Israelite. He believes in the Hebrews and that they need to be tortured for their whole life to be saved, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my gosh, really?
So, yeah, he's really into all that. And but he's kind of a walking ideology and a contradictive statement because they go gambling. I mean, it's just something people so cling to because
when he's convenient to him,
you know?
Yeah, when it's convenient to him, he becomes a, yeah, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but I'll just say, you know, all this talk today about the racism and stuff, I mean, I go through the reverse racism of life every day, being a white person with a black girl,
mm-hmm.
Especially in this family. I mean,
right? You feel I'm, that I'm the family like that is white. They're racist to you?
No, not in a sense. Not the the sisters are cool. The brothers, they've lost their minds.
How they've lost their minds?
Yeah, but all that K2 stuff. They just got blown off the map doing dumb drugs and
they
think they're little gangbangers. And
what's K2?
Yeah, no, I'm just
what's
a little.
K2? Yeah, what is K2?
It was like that fake weed that everybody was doing.
Oh, spice
and smoking spice. Yeah, K2 spice. Oh man,
so they're gone.
But their neurons are not firing across their synaptical bridges like they should anymore.
Gotcha.
But yeah, they cling on to anything, and we've definitely had some religious conversations and experiences, and we went down that rabbit hole with them a couple times. And I'm like you, John. I'm an atheist. I mean,
right.
We're here. It's what it is. Accept it. You know,
make the most of
it. And stop getting lost and trying to find yourself when really you're just going to find a big black hole in the bottom, and it's going to tell you to put the lotion.
Well, now
on.
See, there's your problem.
Hey,
talking about your wife like that, you're going to get in trouble. She's not the big black hole that you've found in life.
No, she's great. It's just it's funny. It's bittersweet. I've got a great, adorable family. I love them, but just the little comments that her dad makes once in a while kind of throws me off. You know.
Did you say you guys have kids, or you're looking to have kids?
Oh no, we have two kids. I got a 7-year-old named Lakai and a 2-year-old named Cashin.
Okay.
Huh. Your father-in-law really wants is a true, fully 100% black. Like Mandingo superstar to come rolling in there right out of the jungle and destroy his daughter and put an authentic African baby in there instead of this weird Euro trash that you've tossed in it.
He was hoping for a Draymond Green. I can't give him that. I mean, I'm hung, but goddamn, I'm not a stallion. Jeez, you know.
Yeah. I don't think he's so much worried that you're not satisfying her because of the size of your piece. I think he just wants a black kid. So he's got too many mixed babies running around his house. It's right, but
he's not worried about his daughter getting her bottom knocked out or her walls torn up. You know, I mean,
all right,
he's not worried about that, man.
I don't believe you're white.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he is never ever worried about that with you. Right.
Oh, no, no. I am.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm as white as can be.
All right. That's
yes,
enough.
Sir. Stop. But no, I was his other two sons had Mexican ladies, and they got kids with them, and then her other sister's married to a Mexican man, so.
Why
yeah,
did they,
I was,
well,
I was
wow.
the last shot.
Wow.
So they just hate black people.
Oh, apparently their kids do. I don't know.
They have stayed far, far away from their own race. My God, they went everywhere but one. All right. Well, good luck to you with your racist father-in-law. It's a strange story. You get along just fine. He'll bring up every once in a while how he hates that you've got these mocha kids.
Yeah, man. He's like, God, if I could have had a nice dark coffee instead of this frappe mocha, it'd be a good day today. But,
right.
Do you ever respond to him? I mean, what do you say?
Yeah, we actually got into a heated conversation because I did a little reading on this Israelite thing, and according to him, I'm just an Edomite,
which doesn't
mean shit. I'm not going to be saved.
Careful, no cussing.
When the whole world goes to crap, yeah. I'm not going to be saved.
Well, yeah,
and so I said, well, that includes your children. You know, your children aren't going to be, your grandchildren aren't going to be saved. Nobody is, and it's just a pointless conversation.
Yeah. Huh? Sounds like you're having a
Josh,
great time.
I had a little bit of fireball in me, so I was feeling a little
a little ornery. Josh, it sounds like you've lost your mind, but we appreciate you sharing the story with us, as strange as it is, and tell your father-in-law I say what's up. All right, we'll talk to you later. There it is. Joshua, everybody.
So is the Israelite, that's like Brandon T. Jackson, right?
I don't know what it is. What am I supposed to do?
He was like some alien religion.
No clue. He's Israelite.
I don't know what
direct
it is.
Direct descendant.
Yeah, but they had that whole thing about like, I come from this, I know where it started, and they've got all the answers. Remember Brandon T. Jackson basically proved every ounce of whatever he believed, and I don't know if it was Israelite or otherwise, is complete horse because he gave us 14 days. He had seen it. He was told. He stood in our studio and said, I've been told. And you
the
don't
prince.
Understand, man. I'm from the original 14. I'm like, what is that? The first 14 people that understood. I am a descendant of that. And they came to me and told me. There was a light in the sky that night. And he goes, it's happening. We've got 14 days. And he went on this weird thing about how right he was and how
freaked out that people, Prince, he's like, I knew that was going to happen.
It didn't make any sense. And then he said, you got 14 days and it's all, you'll see in 14 days what I'm talking about. I was told this already. And I'm like, by who? By God. He talks to me because I'm one of the descendants. And I'm like, all right, well, he's performing at Stand Up Live this week. And if you're interested, the comedian believes the earth's coming to an end or something for everybody but him in a fortnight.
Percy Jackson? I don't know.
Yeah, Percy Jackson was believing his own movie and then hasn't been back since, by the way, so maybe he did go away after 14 days, but pretty much the same kind of churning along system for 5 years since that, so I don't believe anything he says.
And I've got clothing you can buy from the original 14.
Right, well, you
got
to get that quick, because if you don't pay for the fast delivery, it might not make it in time, and then you'll never get a chance to wear it out. My God. Yeah, I don't buy into that stuff, the Israelites. And I don't know how you can switch to be an Israelite. Like, I was something else before, and then I realized somewhere mid through my life that I am one of the original descendants of man. isn't everybody sort
yes,
of?
Yes, everyone
but
has a
he's
chance.
Got different answers. Like, they talk to him directly, and that's just knock it off. And then turn around while you're sipping your Coors and go, I hate these little mocha babies. I want one of the real ones. That's basically him being angry that his daughter married outside.
Yeah.
And made little lattes.
I just want him to explain to me, I guess it doesn't matter, but why it would be better than what he's got now. Like, you've got two great grandkids. What would be different if you had two
other? They'd be black.
Of course, on face value.
To
but
a black
I mean,
man, that
them,
would be better.
But they're not of the original
right.
family.
Right, and to him, that would be better. I mean, it's a pretty easy explanation to say, oh.
Didn't say why it's better.
What would make this better is if they didn't have any of that white in them. That's what Grandpa's saying. I love them and all, but they're never going pro.
Not as much as my other grandkids.
Yeah, but he doesn't have any of those either. He's got the Mexican blacks.
Oh, yeah. Man, he's... Does he ever talk to that would have been interesting if Josh talks to his brother-in-law about it.
But
he's catching heat.
A little darker.
Yeah.
His brother-in-law closer. On Spice. The whole thing's a disaster. It's crazy. But thanks for sharing, Josh. And you know what great news is? Even though our phones are completely shattered and broken and I watched them flash again and then go away, probably no Guadalupe Squares today if that's the case, unless we just play with Brady. But we only had time for that one guy anyway, just to hang up on this. They're just dropping like flies. There you go. That's your fireside chat with Josh and his racist father-in-law while we figure out what the hell's going on with this system. It's the Smashing Pumpkins here. It's 1979. It's 98 KUPD.
Hey, it's not weird. It's pretty cool, actually. No membership fee.
I have heard enough of this.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.